Like my Bonner, championship come to an end, losing out against your neighbours Tyrone. Turned out a bit disappointing day here in McCool Park.
Yeah, it's disappointing, actually. And any day you lose a championship match, it is disappointing. And it's probably the manner, you know, that we lost in the end up, because, you know, for a long, long period, especially the second quarter, third quarter, I thought we were in control once we got the goal. And the second half, we started the third quarter in good fashion again. We had that up 4 points, but we just couldn't push on and get a couple of scores on the board. And we got hit down by a goal from Tyrone, and that, you know, that was a big score, but we didn't respond. It's probably our reaction to the goal, you know, wasn't good. But from then to finish, being to Tyrone, probably weren't in control.
Yeah, you went three and you went four, as you said, 4 points up. Why do you think you just couldn't find that edge that would see it out? Because Tyrone, we felt, really weren't in it at that stage of the game. And maybe if Donegal had knocked on one or two extra points, that you would have had a total dominance then from then on.
Yeah, listen, we had opportunities. It's not as if we kicked wide. We kicked a couple of bad wides in the second half, but I mean, we also got turned ball over, a lot of ball turned over in the second half, and that's where Tyrone do really hit you on the counter attack, and we got punished for that there. And as I say, it's probably, you know, I'd say it's early yet to even sit down, but we're going to sit down and we'll analyse exactly what's going on and what that game. But, you know, overall, Oisín, it's been a positive season. We've got to take those positives away and learn from days like this here, because at the end of the day, it's still a relatively young squad.
Yeah, just back to today, I suppose it was the bench that won it for Tyrone, and then they were able to bring on McGeary and Brennan and Loughran, and they were the guys that got the scores for them in that closing quarter.
They did, exactly. You know, I think they contributed 2-4 coming off the bench, which is a big, you know, a good return. And that's what was the difference in the end of the first goal. You know, we'll just have a look at it again. It just came from a Tyrone kick out, and I think maybe one or two challenges were missed, and the ball ended in the back of the net. But we were still in the game, there's no doubt about that there. But as I said, you know, we got ball, we made mistakes, we got ball turned over, and ultimately we were punished for that.
And I suppose at times as well, now I can ask the question, has Donegal maybe at times too over reliant on the likes of the service that Michael and Ryan would bring to the table?
Listen, I mean, they're key players. As you know, at the end of the day, it's a squad game, and you know, the Tyrone squad looked the stronger strength and depth that we had today. And some days it works coming off the bench, and it worked for Tyrone today. There's no doubt about that there, and they contributed to Tyrone's victory. And that's the disappointment. It's a disappointing thing that we lost here in Balbuffet, and a match that we were well in for long, long periods. And that's sometimes just football.
Tyrone have had to suffer defeat in recent years, and they lost the likes of Donegal, but you have to learn from these defeats. So this is a young Donegal team who have had an experience in the Super 8, losing to Dublin and Tyrone, and they have to sort of take some sort of positives out of it and some learning from it, Declan, moving forward.
And listen, we'll take the positives. I mean it's been a very positive environment all year, to be quite honest. And ultimately, we know the last maybe 15 minutes of our campaign was probably our worst in terms of, but overall, you know, the last 8 months those guys have put in a huge effort, not just the players but management alike. And as I say, hopefully, and we'll have to learn from days like this here, and a lot of those young lads will learn from days like that.
Any consolation that you're Ulster champions, to get that sort of under the mindset now in the aftermath of a defeat to your neighbours?
Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, it's brilliant to be Ulster champions. I mean, at the end of the day, that's one of the goals we set out at the start of the season. We got that, but at the end, you know, we wanted to move on. We thought we were in with a huge chance of getting into the last four, and ultimately it wasn't to be, and that's the disappointing factor.